Had to do a moment of silence, Ross. Sorry.
What's up,
world? How we doing? How we living? Under Denial Perception, episode 172 for that corpse that your boy dragged out today, dog.
Oh, I thought you were just putting, you're going to put a candle up for your 33 years, baby.
I don't blow candles, but yeah, you're right. 33.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Two. Happy early birthday, brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you, bro. May 1st, man, the day my mom was walking.
I don't know you were that close with Kendrick either. I didn't know you guys were boys like that, dude.
He dropped it on the day Alfred was born, the day Hitler died, and the day before I was born, bro.
He committed a murder, huh?
And he committed a murder, dog. Yeah, that shit was disgusting, bro.
I hit up Alfred on the group thing.
I side text Alfred.
On the group message, I made it.
What was Alfred? What was the pulse?
I just told him, like, hey, man, on your birthday, bro, he killed Drake.
Dude, that's a great one.
I just jumped in and out, but Black Miguel and him.
Oh, I'm sure they're defending him.
Yeah, they're saying
whack.
That the 50 push-ups was better. And I was like, get out of here.
Not even.
I just didn't even jump in. I was like, I have nothing to say. It's like not even in the same league, bro.
I was dying because me and Ryan were texting, too, because I was working out, and my boy, like, he keeps his ears to the streets like that, and he immediately texted me on my set, and he's like, bro, K-Dog just dropped heat. He dropped the track. And I was like, what? And at first, I'm like, this shit's AI. And he's like, he put it on his YouTube. And I was like, oh. And then I just started sending it to everybody. Then I hit play. I didn't even hit. I waited for my shoulder set, and then I played that song. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, that's just sending it to me, right?
Yeah.
Because I think if you're on the post with academics and all that, they said it first or something like that, right? Or someone posted it. Someone was on it right away.
Oh, yeah, people were on. But it was funny because me and Ryan were side texting. And then he was like, man, he's like, I've never seen academics and Black Miguel in the same room. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Because academics loves Drake. And I guess
from what
Ryan was telling me, he's like, Black Miguel's hella defending Drake. Like, nah. That diss was whack.
Yeah,
like,
by
that's
then,
funny. I could expect
by
that.
By then, I was out of the because in the beginning, because I told the group after you sent it to me, after I had it a few times,
yeah.
And then I checked, have they talked about it? I was like, oh, no, so let me
throw
it out there.
You dropped the bomb. No one wanted to do it,
and
bro.
And when you sent it to me, it had only had like 2,000 views, so it was just starting to pick up.
Yeah.
And I think last I checked, it was already over a mil, because then you started seeing it, and then I was like, you know what, I'm going to have a little fun. After I heard it a bunch of times, I was like, let me see all the reaction videos already. Because everyone jump in into the reactions. Dude, some people are funny, bro, the way they react to it.
Oh, they're fucking great.
There's this one called Jay Black. I just clicked on it because he already had like 11,000 views. And he's like, woo! Oh! And he just stops. He's just so animated, bro.
Yeah.
People go nuts and they stop and like, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah,
and they just stop at certain lines because they're trying, or they act like they're listening to the first time too. Who knows, maybe they are. Because they're like, oh, let me rewind this shit. What is it right there? Oh, what the fuck? What?
Yeah.
And I heard this thing where I guess the beginning of the beat, it's the reverse part of the Wiz.
The Wizard of Oz when,
I guess but it's called the Wiz, where someone's like a phony, being exposed as a phony.
Yeah.
So it's all these layers.
Bro,
but right when it was called Euphoria, I was like, oh, man, he named it that because Drake produces that shit.
He's an executive producer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild, man. But yeah, so that's one gift for you, man.
The fucking, he just messed up with the...
It's a gift to you, brother.
Oh, thanks, man. It's in the box.
Check it out. See what you think, man. Open that shit up.
Oh, hell yeah, bro. Thank you so much, man.
For sure, man.
Got
check
my
it out.
Bands on, baby. What we got? Ooh, these are nice, man.
Yeah, we'll check out the other side.
Thank you very... Oh, shit, dude.
That's hell yeah. Hard, yeah, that's what I was like,
bro.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
I figured that color's
so
dope, too.
Much,
so I was like, yeah.
Man.
Match the other snakes on them.
Check out that other rattlesnake. That's tough, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, for sure. That's just on the outside of it.
And I could tell, like, this print kind of looks like snakeskin, too.
That's yeah.
Dope. I love it, man. Thank you very
hell
much.
Hell yeah, man.
Bro.
For sure, brother.
Appreciate
happy birthday,
that,
man.
Man. Hell yeah.
Mercy said 9, but I was like, let me double check. I did 9.5 just to be safe.
Oh, and these? I think I'm a 10.
If they don't fit, let me know. I'm sure I could exchange them. I got them online.
Yeah,
Well, Chucks usually won't run bigger. So, yeah, try them on at home. Make sure they fit right.
Thank you, man. I love them, bro. Snakes
for sure, brother, man. Kind of keep the gear of the snake going for you, man.
Dude, and the fucking... he only fucked up with the Haley Joel Oswalt line, right? Because he said the wrong fucking name.
Why?
Didn't he say the Christian pastor's name instead of...
No.
Haley Joel Oswalt from AI?
Well, he said the right name. That's a kid from AI who was in seven. Not seven, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense.
And then he has that bar after the six. He's like, am I fighting you or am I fighting an AI? I feel like Haley Joel Oswald in my Sixth Sense. Like, that was a dope
that's his
bar.
No, that's his name, yeah.
I thought...
You're thinking about that. The guy looks all creepy who owns that stadium in Dallas?
Dude, I thought he said the name wrong, didn't
no,
he?
No, that's his name. The guy from that owns that stadium is, I forget what pastor's name that is, man.
What the fuck? How did he say it? Okay, so that's the only bar that I thought he fucked up in, but...
No, I didn't pick up on that, because that's how I understood his name is.
I understood it the same way, but I was like, he said it wrong. He says, I don't know, I'm digging too much into it, but right here, I feel like Joel Osteen in my Sixth Sense... I think he meant Haley Joel Osment. So I think he said Joel Osteen instead of Joel Osment. So he called.
Oh, I could have sworn I heard it the way it's supposed to said. Maybe they transcribed the lyrics incorrectly, or maybe I'm wrong.
Perhaps. But that bar, the Pusha T bar, I loved.
Dude, I had to look up some of the lingo because I didn't know what Pusha P meant until I looked it up.
Pushing P.
What it means like being real, keeping it real.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So I didn't know that.
Ain't trying to push P, you should push a T, because if you're trying to push me, oh, God,
before you
bro.
Think about pushing me, you spin off of him, like, before you start pushing on me.
Dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, he went off
bar,
on him,
bro. And then, like, my boy was trying to tell me that the push a T diss was better. I told him, I was like, the push a T diss had a haymaker where he, like, exposes a child. But that K-Dot just every fucking bar, bro.
Yeah, and it's also just because he raps so many different ways. He's so versatile, you know? And he starts off all slow, laid back, and he hits hard, and he picks it up, and he changes it up. And he talks about Canada, too. What did he say before? A Canadian brother makes Tupac spin on his grave.
Oh,
turn on his grave.
I
was like, oh,
damn.
Dude.
Yeah, and he dropped the song at
the Pusha T diss was great, too, but it was all specific, most to the kid, right?
And then, when he was like, let your core audience stomach that.
And then you can tell him where you
got your abs from. Fuck, dude. I was just like, dude, no fucking way, bro. Like, it was this great. The diss was great.
And, man, you can feel it, because he's like, oh. It's talking about. It's always been about hate and love. And I'm a hater. I hate the way you walk. I hate the way you talk. I hate the way you dress.
They say he got that from DMX, because in the Breakfast Club, when they asked him about Drake, he's like, I don't like Drake. I don't like the way he looks. I don't like the way he talks. I don't like the way he dresses.
Because he did change his style a little bit when he started doing that.
They say he took that piece from DMX. I was like, dude, that is so tough.
And I saw a posting. I don't know if it's fake or not, but I guess when Pusha did the diss track, they showed a tweet or something from Kendrick that said, tell Pusha I feel the same way, or something like
Damn.
That from 2012.
Perhaps.
I don't know, man.
When he's like, that's Terrence Thorne, I'm Terrence Crawford.
So who, Terrence Thorne's his real name?
Is Pusha's name.
Yeah, Terrence Crawford's the pound for pound.
I was like, God damn, Terrence
Crawford's the pound for pound, dude.
But you, I know you felt it, but like me and the other homies that were talking about it felt it too. We're like, we feel like Kendrick didn't go that hard. He's like, he has something in the arsenal as well. Like he could have...
I just think
that's how good he is. Like, he could have won another motherfucker.
Watch it, because he has so many different fucking... What is it, man? He's got so many different gears, bro. He can still keep going. He's got different gears.
Yeah,
and because also the flow style, he mixed it up so well, dude. And he said a little something like that. We're like, I'm going to keep a little chill, he said in the beginning, too. Didn't he?
Oh,
because he can go even harder, he said.
Because you could tell, like, this motherfucker held back, but he still unloaded a clip, and that's fucking scary, bro.
Damn, dude. I wonder how Drake's
Cole
gonna...
won. He left. He was like, I want no piece of this.
I wonder how Drake's going to respond to that one, man. Another AI thing? Oh, no, he already took that out because he got sued, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, his Tupac's family didn't like it. Yeah. Fucking J. Cole was like fucking DJ Pooh's dad and fucking Friday, huh? When he's like, you want some more, man? He's like, I'm good. J. Cole, he foresaw the future, bro. But yeah, I was excited. That was a good way to start the day, man.
Yeah, freaking Kendrick treated him like Ving Rhames treated what's his name in Baby Boy? What's his name, Tyrese?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hell yeah.
Fucking like choked his ass out,
Baby
dude.
Boy, I Ving Rhamed you.
Oh, man, that's such a great movie, man. Dude, you know what I was thinking about the other day, man? Is this year, 2024, The best year, the hottest divorces?
I would say it's the hottest, the year of exposure. So because everyone getting exposed.
The divorces, man, we got Natalie Portman, Sofia Vergara, mm-hmm. and Shakira. They all got divorced the same year, man.
Yeah. Woo! Everyone's, all the truth is coming
fine
out.
Fine-ass fish in the ponds again, man. Put it on, bottom of the lake again, in the ocean, man.
You got the Diddy shit, you got the Drake shit, all that shit coming out. So are you going to seek your sights on one of them or what?
What happened?
I don't know if you can handle Sofia, bro. I mean, maybe Natalie for sure.
You need to have at least 8 zeros in your bank account to bag any of those, man.
They're probably there, yeah.
For sure, bro.
They'll give us alimony.
What you got for your plan for your birthday, man?
Me and the homie, we're going to go to Venice Beach. And it was funny because, like, the last 2 days, like, around 6:30 in the morning, like, I go on my maps and I put Muscle Beach. And every time it's 2.5 hours a drive. And I'm like, fuck. I saw that Tuesday. And then I looked on Wednesday and I was like, same shit. And I was like, fuck. In my head, I was like, man, I hope my homie ain't like, man, this shit ain't going to be worth it. So, like, I sent him the screenshot. I'm like, look, bro, if we leave at 6:30, we're not going to get there till like 8:40. And then his response was, then that just means we got to leave earlier. And I was like, that's the energy I want. So I was like, for sure. So, yeah, man, so I'm going to get up early as fuck on my birthday. I'm going to meditate, you know, clear my mind, and then pick up my homie, and then we're going to head to Venice. Enjoy the workout, and then drive home and kick in with my fam.
Yeah, hang with the family, man. Yeah. With the kids and all that.
Yeah, so
I
should be back by, like, noon or something, 1.
Yeah,
that's all I got.
Yeah, around there, man. So that's good, man. You're fucking excited. You've been wanting to do that for years, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm hyped up for, you know, touching the same ground Arnold was at and, like, all these bodybuilders. And
I wonder, has the location always stayed the same?
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, and I wonder, I don't know if we talked about this last time, but do they leave everything outside, like, and they have a tarp over it, or they bring it out every morning, the weights, because there's no way they can get out there and get rusty,
I think there's
right?
a tarp, bro. I think there's a tarp, and they probably have, like, those bike locks or something, so they probably have, like, an attachment that, like, holds all the weights down that you can't get.
But
I'm assuming that's
what
they do.
But with the beach weather, that's got to fuck everything up, even just being out there, you know? So I'm wondering, do they have a bunch of, like, just big buff motherfuckers bringing this shit out every night? Who
knows?
Maybe,
or it's just a bunch of Smith machines. I don't know if I've seen free weights there. I think there's free weights. I fucking hope there's free weights.
Isn't it all about free weights?
It has to be. It has to be.
Oh, for sure, man. I don't know. I never looked it up, man.
We'll figure it out.
But that's cool, man. I'm excited for you, man, because you're stoked on that, dude.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Hey, man, so I saw your fucking, the list you put out.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
So first, give me a little background of the list.
So just one of my homies. So I like doing, like, those Instagram trends where you, like, share pics and shit. So one of my homies that I follow posted a pic of, like, your favorite movie for each decade.
So favorite movie, right?
Yeah. Favorite, but just one movie per decade. Like, it was...
Okay, yeah.
It's kind of like
make
a
your favorite,
statement.
So it's, like, fucking funner, man.
So, like, 50s, bro, I had no fucking idea. I just chose the Searchers because I remember watching
God
that.
Team Flash?
Yeah, I remember watching Searchers, bro, so...
Yeah, I think I showed it to you. John
that's
Wayne.
That's why I picked John Wayne, yeah.
Okay.
Why, what would you have for 50s, bro? I mean, you're a movie encyclopedia.
For
so I'm 50s, sure
man, The Seven Samurai.
See, I seen that on the list.
But Akira Kurosawa.
Rated.
Yeah.
Okay. And then 60s, Space Odyssey.
60s.
That was made in the 60s.
I think it's like 66, 67.
Way before Clockwork. I was like, what the fuck?
I have that one, but the one ahead of it that's more my favorite is 8.5.
Okay. I know you love that black and white film.
Yeah.
And then 70s, bro, I was torn because for me, I really wanted to pick The Exorcist because that's probably my favorite movie, but The Holy Mountain is just so fucking different.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So that's why I picked The Holy Mountain for the 70s.
I go Taxi Driver.
Okay, yeah, of course. You got to go. And then 80s, I'm assuming.
Even though Mean Streets, I prefer is my favorite, but it's like, so I would put it in a certain level.
And then 80s, I'm assuming Raging Bull, right?
Of course.
That's right. Okay, so 80s for me, it has to be Terminator.
Original, the OG?
Yeah, that one's from the 80s because the other one was in the 90s. I like Terminator 2 more, but I think that was in the 90s.
I think Terminator is 84, I think.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking brilliant, dude.
90s, of course, Pulp Fiction. What's your 90s? Thin Red Line?
I got to put a Thin Red Line. I had three up there. But yeah, so it's a Thin Red Line. Pulp Fiction.
Good Will Hunting?
No, and I also had, why is this game moving right now?
Indian Runner?
Goodfellas.
Oh, Goodfellas?
Okay. Well, Indian Runner is one of my favorites, but I just, but I also have to go on a certain level we're talking about, like, best also. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, gotta give both. And in the 2000s, I had to go Donnie Darko, bro.
Oh, really? You gotta go Darko?
Nothing else stood out to me as much as 2000s, Donnie Darko for me.
There Will Be Blood for me.
Well, that's 2000 to 2009.
That's 2007.
Okay, wow, okay.
There Will Be Blood is up there. Another one that happened there is No Country for Old Men, but There Will Be Blood.
Okay. Damn, so you got those over Donnie Darko, huh?
Oh, yeah, by far, yeah. I love Donnie Darko, but nah, man.
That
there Will Be Blood.
The fuck away.
Hell yeah.
And for me, man, this is an odd one, but the 2010s, I got Get Out, bro.
Okay.
I thought that's how great
it's a great
that
fucking movie
bro.
Was,
bro, yeah.
A lot of people hated on it, too, but it's a great fucking movie. For the 2010s, bro, I had The Revenant and The Master.
Okay, The Revenant's
good. I know I'm cheating. I'm just throwing both out there because they're just... Both. But I couldn't pick for the 20s, bro.
I cheated, bro. Because Joker came out 2019 in October.
So oh, then that doesn't qualify, man.
I put that bitch in the 2020s.
But you know what? At least you had a movie yet there. I didn't have one on there yet. Because it's only... Because
what the fuck came out in 2020?
It's only been 4 years.
What I'm going to pick? Fucking... Yeah, bro. I don't. There's nothing. Dune.
We
I'm not gonna
back.
Pick.
We come
Dune.
Back to it later.
What the fuck?
That's a strong list, man. And most of them is it like for like because it's like a combination. If it was strictly favorites, then I would switch a little around. But I think it's a combination of ones you love. But
yeah.
You have to also be a little objective, right? Because where they're at in the zeitgeist of the time.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not gonna pick a fucking.
Have you seen Seven Samurai?
No, I have not.
And it's funny you bring up The Searchers, man. I was actually started it again the other day. I haven't seen it in
years. Oh, you were watching that?
Because it's on HBO Max, and I've been wanting to watch it again.
That's awesome.
Just to study it a little bit more, to see the breakdown of it. Because I watched the movie the other day, and I almost was not, for the longest time during the movie, I wasn't practicing what I've been preaching to do when I'm watching a movie, watch it in the scope of where it was at that time.
Yeah.
And this movie called The Samurai. It's a French film. It's French noir. And I believe it was like 67. And I was watching. I was like, it's not as good as they raved to be like this masterpiece. And then I was watching. I was like, oh, well, remember, it was 67. Yeah. It started these different trends. And it was cool. But it was one of those, like, you have to really put yourself at that time. Because it's like, you've seen all these tricks done already. But they kind of invented it.
Mm.
You know? And he's like, he's a hitman.
They made it, but they didn't perfect it.
Well, to bring it up the way it is, to bring it up, people are going to enhance it or copy it. But at the time when you saw it, you're probably like, what the fuck?
Because
it has elements of like, wait, they really have? But no, man, it was good. But I had to remind myself, watch it from that prism, man.
What's it called again?
It's called Le Samurai.
Le Samurai.
And it's a French film. It's the famous actor Alain Delon. And it's just cool because he's kind of like the silent man. He gets hired to kill someone, and he's trying to find ways to do it, but it's kind of done simply. But then it threw me off was kind of like the French detective that's after him, like their policing methods. But nonetheless, it was still cool, man.
That's
but I
cool.
think was it Renoir? I think it's Alain Renoir. No, Melville.
So
Melville is the filmmaker. He's supposed to be like a really like one of the top French directors, but I haven't seen many of his films, so I'm trying to dive into some of his stuff.
So I'm assuming less means the.
Yeah.
In French.
And then another one that I'm watching is that I want to watch is called Le Circle something.
Le
but it's
circle,
like the Red Circle. It's
Le
a Red Circle.
Jerkle,
and also then Le Circle Jerkle. And it's also with Alain Delon too. So I want to see that, but that's not on Max.
Okay.
That's
okay.
not on anything. So it's like, oh man.
Dude,
I saw
Le Circle Jerkle. I saw a movie yesterday, and I was surprised. It was actually pretty fucking good. Immaculate with Sydney Sweeney.
I want to see it, man.
Bro, she's such a fucking great actress, dude.
She's extremely good, dude.
I was very impressed by her acting in this movie. I was like, damn, she is actually a really great actress.
What did she bring to it on this one where you got even more surprised by her acting?
Just her delivery, like how she's on point with like how her eyes water up or how she kind of like acts nervous or... Shit like that, bro. But the movie, I really fucking enjoyed it.
You know, dude.
It's pretty much like growing up in a Catholic household kind of made me gravitate towards it more.
Okay.
So I really enjoyed it.
It's well made?
Yeah, bro, it's a very creative movie.
Is it jump scares?
I would say there's probably like one part, but not really. So it's more like kind of like creepy, like what the fuck?
And it's all supernatural stuff, right?
In a sense, it's more like, it's religious supernatural.
Yeah, because we're talking about like entities and spirituality and all that stuff,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. It's a fucking trip, bro.
You watched it on the Fire Stick or is it on another channel?
Yeah, I saw it on the Fire Stick yesterday.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I saw it. I was like, oh, let me check it out because I like her. She's a good actor, man.
Yeah,
she's got a lot of humor too, man. She's got a lot of range.
Yeah.
And she probably has a lot of haters because she's good looking too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of people might be like, she only gets cast because she has great big breasts. But like, she would be casted as like a co-star if she wasn't a great actress. Like, she stars in movies for a reason.
She's just a really good actor. Yeah.
She's a great actress.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt that she's good looking and she's got body on her.
It doesn't.
Yeah, she's a really good actor, man.
Like, she's probably going to surpass Zendaya, and Zendaya's had, like, way more, like, better roles and opportunities, I feel.
Yeah.
If I compare them both.
Well, yeah, you compare them both because they're attached to Euphoria. Now we're circling back to the Drake diss, you know?
There you go. Hey, Kendrick dissing on Drake, man. Fuck.
Speaking of fucking talented, man, yesterday, it's cool, man. I went out with our older brother, and I saw this artist I wanted to see because she's, like, she's still pretty low, like, not famous, you know, like I think she has a little bit of a following, but not great, like huge or nothing like that, you know. So she's, you know, doing a tour because she released an album last year. She only has two albums, and I know the first one for sure is just self-pressed. They did it themselves, you know. So they just press X amount, they sell a lot, stuff like that, right? But yeah, man, it's a cool spot. I've never been there before. It's called Zebulon, and it's in L.A. So it's like a bar restaurant in the back to have a venue. And it's cool because the venue, it says it only fits like 200 people. It's standing room only. But it's like a cool, like, old-looking bar as soon as you, like, go in, you know, like with the, you know, all hardwood and, you know, like there's all the stools around, and that's facing the stage, and it's just an open area. Mm-hmm. And it was dope, man. I had a great time, man. She sounded fucking good. Dude, I think there's only like 40, 50 people there, you know? So it was pretty empty. And it was on a Monday night, too. But it was cool because when I got there, it was cool just hanging out with her brother, man, chatting. We just had some drinks, chatting it up.
Nice.
And when we first got there, I had to take a piss. And then I saw her walk by, and I almost was like, oh, you know, like I almost was like, Kazi. I was almost going to say like her name, but I was like, I don't know this girl. What the fuck am I going to yell for? You know, or say that. So now I just went to take a piss, walked out and chilled.
You were in the bathroom with her because it's a unisex bathroom. Right? And shit.
And then after that, I was like, oh, I'll take another piss later.
And this is before you broke the seal that quick.
Yeah, and just drinking, you know. Jesus. So then when I was walking to the bathroom, it was like a little like alley. Not alley, I'm sorry, like a little walkway. Then I saw her like standing by herself, and I was like, fuck it, let me go up to her.
You get a pic with her?
So I poked her arm, and I'm like, oh, I just want to tell you I love your music. You know, and she's like, oh, thank you. And I just shook her hand, and that was it. So I was like, all right, cool. I said, what's up?
Can I take a selfie with
you?
No,
I don't want to do that.
Come on.
I don't care for pictures
bro,
like that.
Oh, yeah. You should, bro.
That's just like...
Especially if they're up and coming like that.
Yeah, to me, it was like, whatever, I didn't do it. I was just like, hey, and I
she could have been on this music. Podcast, bro. Now she's not going to remember.
And it was cool, though, man. But the performance was good. Chris enjoyed it, too, man. So it was
Chris
nice
Chris enjoyed
stuff.
Country?
Well, she's under that label, but he even said, like, it doesn't sound like country. I was like, yeah, I know, man. It's more like folkish.
She's
know?
Like...
bad, like I said, it
like
sounded
Jewel.
Like...
Who will say?
But she was more poppy, you know? No, because this has more like... Because you know Nick Drake, right? It has more like that. Because her voice is almost like ghostly sounding. Maybe that's a bad description. She's got a very pretty sounding voice, but it's not very common, you know? Like,
yeah.
And she's a good songwriter, and the band's good, you know?
You should have been like, I saw you at Stagecoach on Saturday, and now I'm following your tour.
I was like, I'm the only one there. Together? I was the one there at Stagecoach. You came out at noon.
Yeah, bro.
But it's cool. But it was like a good feeling, man, because watching the music sounded good. She's got like some good musicians with her, you know, like older guys. You know, they had the keys out there, fucking bass, guitar, and she played acoustic, but the other guy like shredded on the guitar and the drummer. And then she talked to the crowd a little bit. It was cool. Like she's like, oh, I have some records if you guys, but I already have them. She's like, you guys want to buy some? You know, help me pay my rent because I'm broke. She's making it too. Yeah, because they don't make that much money, you know. Yeah. But the whole time I was thinking, man, it's dope, man, that you're doing what you love.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're doing what you love. And it's also romantic when you're out on the road, you know?
Yeah.
Out on the road, you don't have a family, you're just doing things you love, you write great music. But it's gotta be a struggle, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess it's enough because I mean they're making their own records. You're going on tour.
Yeah, yeah. They're investing in themselves.
But you know, you don't even know how much.
No money, but it's circulating.
Like enough to keep you going, right? Enough to keep you going what you're doing.
That's a Dame Dash. That's for tax purposes. Yeah. I don't got no money, but it's out there. It's circulating.
But it was a cool venue, man. I'll maybe check it out and go again, depending who's out there or whatever.
Nice, man. That's cool, bro.
Yeah, it was a fun time, man.
You dragged Chris out there, man.
Yeah, I already had told him a few weeks ago because I bought the tickets directly from the vendor. Mm-hmm. So it's cool because it's like no upsell price or whatever, just directly there.
Oh, nice. And you don't get those Ticketmaster hidden fees?
No, I was going to
SeatGeek hidden
fees. I think it was only $25 a pop. I think 20 or $25
that's
per
tight.
Ticket. And the beers are cheap. But the problem was being out there, man, there's like no parking, like where it's at. Like you have to go through side streets.
Jesus.
But there was some other place next door that was packed. So probably because of that, because when me and Crow, after I parked like in an alleyway, he walked up next door. I was like, damn, is this another place? And that shit was packed. So I don't know. They had some kind of event. I mean, that took a lot of the parking. But yeah, it was nice to get out there, man, because I love like doing stuff during the week. You know, you don't wait just for the weekend to do shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah, most definitely, man. That's why I go to the gym.
Yeah, it was Kazi Velaza, baby.
Kazi Velaza. So yeah, when she's as big as Leanne Rimes, we're gonna go back to this podcast and be like, bro, you could have took a picture with her. Dog.
Someone that good, man.
How come you didn't do that?
Someone that good.
Look, this shit on saying thank you, I love your music.
So someone that good, they should be, bro. But I could also understand why it doesn't appeal to everyone. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, dude. And guess what, bro? So guess how long my headphones lasted me, bro. Because I put in work with my, I put in at least 70, I at least have my headphones on for 70 hours a week.
Okay.
I did the math.
So how long did they last you? I'm assuming, like, unless I'm an idiot, they don't work anymore.
They're not charging no more.
Yeah. So how long did they last?
I got the manufacturer thing. 89 days, bro.
But you also, man, unless
they lasted me 89 fucking days, bro.
But also
Beats.
Like,
come on,
with
fam
your
studio.
Knowing you, man, your whole life, you're pretty reckless with shit too.
Nah, I use my shit, bro. Like,
well, that's true. That's true.
I don't think
too.
People use headphones 10 hours a day, bro.
Right.
I use that motherfucker 10 hours a day. I'm in the sauna.
Well, yeah, but are you supposed to be in the sauna? I don't think you're supposed
to be
in the sauna.
Yeah, they're waterproof. They're sweatproof.
Yeah, but that's extreme conditions.
180? Well, maybe
see,
I got me
like
a new
that.
Purr.
Yeah, there you go. See, but shit like that, I don't think you're supposed to put that. That's just going to mess up the things.
Perhaps.
The devices, there you go.
But I got to wait a week.
Because every time I was on you, like your phones back in the day, you used to break them all the time. Right? How many phones did you go through when you were younger? They'd always end up broken somehow, right? Or cracked or smashed.
I would say probably two. The first one, I got high as fuck, and I had my phone in the jacuzzi.
Oh, shit, that was just an accident. That's just an accident.
Yeah, because I was high as fuck. Yeah. The other one, the first time I ever got high, too, bro, it was funny. it was funny because, like, we were smoking in my boy's jacuzzi.
Yeah.
And, like, I had my cell phone in my hand, and, like, the jacuzzi just started feeling good, and I just put my hands in the jacuzzi.
Of course, bro, you're relaxed.
With my hand, and I was like, oh, shit, my cell phone. And I remember to this day, I'm like, oh, my shit is fucked.
So is that a bad rap? Because that's how I remember you with a lot of shit. When you handle shit, always sometimes you're not paying attention, you're moving all fast. I'm like, damn, you guys fucking reckless with shit.
Nah, that was probably like...
Okay.
That was probably 2 decades ago, me. You know, I was like 16 years old, 20 years old. I'm a grown-ass man now. So
all right, but then you're going to get the warranty? You just send it in? You shipped it in?
No, they did for me. Because anytime you buy an Apple product, you get a one-year warranty.
Yeah, a manufacturer defect.
Yep.
And then you just go to the store, you have to mail it to them.
They mailed it. I just went to Best Buy. They did the paperwork for me.
Oh, that's cool, man. So at least they handled all
the
shit there.
Took like 15 minutes.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah, man. And then I got pissed, bro, because I bought a camera, and I've been so busy that I haven't opened it. And I finally opened it, and it wasn't compatible to my MacBook. And I even bought, like, the converter, right, so I could be able to, like, connect it to my MacBook because it's a USB-C. And that bitch still didn't read. So I was like, fuck. So I went to Best Buy to go return it. The fucking return policy fucking passed.
Because 30 days?
15 days, bro. Okay. Fucking bullshit. And then...
So they're restocking.
So what I have to do, bro, is I have to get like a Best Buy Rewards member to extend my warranty and return it. So I'm gonna have to pay $50 to get my $250 back, bro.
What kind of camera is it?
And I'm so fucking pissed, bro.
It's a new camera?
It's a webcam, yeah. Because I was gonna do reaction videos.
And then you already looked up everything to see if it could be. Yeah, I'm sure it's gonna be compatible some way.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, and it was annoying. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna get a different camera.
Yeah, anytime you do something for Apple, you should always like whenever you.
Apple makes it hard, dude.
Whenever you, because they have their own products, right? So you always want to just like type in like whatever it is, whatever you're gonna get, like that's compatible for Mac. That's compatible for you. Always want to add that to it.
Yeah, bro. It was funny because like the girl tried to help me, and then like she even went up to her manager, and then the manager like I get over here, and he's like,
"It's policy.
Tell him to get the card. It's policy." And then I told her, like, you sure there's nothing you can do? She's like, well, she's like, there's nothing I could do, but you could ask my manager. And I turned around, and I was like, and he was gone. I was like, this bitch.
Because he's probably like,
fuck.
Just do your job, woman. He's like, don't give it to the manager.
First of all, when I walk in, this motherfucker sends me to the wrong direction.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, yo, where's returns at? Go to this line. And then I go, and they're like, the returns is over there. I'm like, this manager doesn't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
Is that you talking about the one in Chino?
Yeah, dude.
Is it on the right? The return's on the right?
It's on the, as soon as you get in, it's on the left.
Okay, so where you do the pickups too. That's
it's where you check
too.
Out. That's where you do the returns.
Okay, that's also.
Yeah.
What brand is it?
The camera? I forgot, bro. I forgot the exact name.
It's a good camera.
They even told me it was compatible, and I told them that.
Oh, so in the store, they think it's compatible? So you don't think you're missing anything?
No, they told me it was compatible. That's why I bought it.
Yeah, so...
Logitech. That's it. It's a 4K camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
Send that to me. Let me just do some research. Because if it works, if we can find a way to make it work, just take a screenshot and text it to me. Fuck it. But if they told you it's compatible, then when you took it, did they check again like it's not? Or they just took your word for it?
No, they took my word for it.
Because it doesn't matter, because they didn't exchange it for you anyways.
Yeah, they didn't exchange it for me. Because I have an old MacBook. I bought my MacBook like in 2009. So I don't know what fucking...
Too, man. Mine's
I don't
like
know what version it is. Yeah. I think I got mine before you, right?
Yeah, so yeah, yours before me.
I don't know what version I have.
But you update all the stuff all the time with yours, man, all the time?
I rarely update my shit. I haven't updated my phone yet. There's been like two updates. I haven't updated it.
Oh, you never do? Okay.
I hate doing system updates.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't fucking fuck with that shit.
That's why your shit slows down.
I'm cool with that. That's fine. I deleted, bro. I lost all my pics. I had 28,000 pics.
Okay.
And there's like no room on my phone. And I got so frustrated that I deleted everything.
That's what happens, bro.
I lost all my pictures.
Yeah, that's
like
not
snipping
good.
My son's umbilical cord. Everything.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Yeah, Mercy has some, but yeah, bro.
Oh
yeah, bro. 28,000 pictures.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling you forever. Just get an external hard drive and transfer them over.
Man. Yeah, man. I'm not savvy with that shit. I need people to help me with that.
Nah,
but yeah, it's all
that's
good.
Just
going to rebuild my albums.
Well, that just sucks if you can't get those pictures back again, man.
Yeah, man. It's all good. Instagram memories will come up. I'll take them from there.
Yeah, man. You can't replace those, man. Especially you're cutting the umbilical cord, brother.
Yeah. No, I got the pics on IG. But yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
you just extract them from there, whatever, or take a screenshot of it.
Yeah.
They always live somewhere, right?
They're somewhere.
But yeah, that's crazy, man. Instead of doing the legwork from the way back, it gets to the point you're like, I'm frustrated. Fuck it, delete it all.
I'd rather do that, bro. I got too much shit. My phone was too slow. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah. That's why I was trying to keep up with all that shit, because I knew that I would get frustrated if I don't fucking clear the shit up, you know?
Yeah, I remember it got to the point where I would have to delete like 100 pictures every day. But then, because I was paying for iCloud, the pictures would repopulate. And it's like, I remember I spent like a whole hour and I deleted like 1,000 pics.
And they all
like,
came back up.
And then they came back.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not doing this shit no more. Fuck
yeah, I don't
Apple.
Even use the iCloud.
Yeah.
But I'm real anal with
it. I was paying
shit,
$2
man.
A month for it. And I was like, nah, fuck you guys. Like, I ain't doing this shit no
I'm
more.
I'm real anal about that other shit, man. That's why I always have like folders, like different external hard drives, folders this. And I just.
That's good.
Depending on the pictures, I just dump them because I don't want to lose them. You know, the visuals in it, when I dump them, then I delete them from my phone.
Yeah, I need to be organized like I am at
especially
work.
Especially with
bro.
AirPlay, bro. It makes it so easy.
Yeah, AirDrop.
Yeah, AirDrop. Exactly.
I remember when I first showed you that, you're like, no, I
this
don't want to do it.
This is
I'm
magic.
Like, bro, I could send you 30 pics and you could get them within the second.
And
no!
I was like, you don't lose any quality. I'm like, this is blasphemy.
Yeah, bro. Apple to
this
apple.
This is magic.
Yeah, bro. AirDrop is fucking crazy. Yeah, it's ridiculous how good that shit is.
Oh, man, that really sucks that you lost those pictures, man. But, dude, tell me about the fucking gym, man. I'm excited for you, man. What are you going to do? You're going to walk in there,
we're
man,
hit
with those 6'5" guys? You're going to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, bro.
Hello, Skutsa.
I need to for sure get some sunblock, though, bro. But, yeah, we're going to hit some back and biceps, bro, so I'm hyped up.
Do you have shoot some videos. Do you have sunblock already?
Mercy does, I think.
Okay, cool.
I'm just going to pick some up. But, yeah. So do that. We're probably going to get a bite to eat before so we could get some carbs and shit in our system so we can go heavy, bro.
Well, hell yeah, hard, bro. Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. Fucking yesterday when I got to our brother's, because I left here around, it was a hot one yesterday too.
Yeah.
So I left around like 5:15, and when I got there close to around 6, fucking I hadn't eaten. I was like, oh man, let's get a fucking bite. Then I remembered, I was like, oh, this place is not far from Eagle Rock where I was at. So I went to the Bucket. Did I ever take you and you were out there?
I don't know. I
hadn't been there
so.
For a minute, but they said it's just like a small little burger joint.
The Bucket
joint.
Crab?
No, it's called the Bucket, but they were well known at the time because they had like burgers called the cardiac arrest, all the shit, but they were good.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I was going to have something like that, but new ownership. But the burgers are still bomb. They tasted like a combination. I know it's kind of redundant, but they tasted a combination of In-N-Out and Easy Takeout. Like, it was charred just right, but I got one with just mushrooms and grilled onions, but I got the single.
You mean carry out? Shout out to carry out.
Oh, it's called carry out now. Before it was easy out, right?
My first manager, Carrie. And
she bought it later, huh? Called the carry out, huh?
So tough.
I haven't gone there in a long time, man.
Hey, man, I got better fries. Everybody says it. They frozen, but they still better.
You know how fucking eggs fuck me up all the time now, regardless how they're cooked? And I know you're going
to
keep me...
What do you put on the eggs to fuck you up? Because I don't see how they fuck you
nothing.
Up.
Nothing. It's a common thing for certain people.
What eggs do you buy?
Oh, I get the ones our pops buy. Like, he brings them to me. Like, he gives me some where I buy organic ones at the store.
Try pasteurized eggs. Just try that. See if that'll be different.
I've had all kinds. I think what it is, man, is that it's a common thing for certain people. Maybe because my whole life I've been eating runny eggs. That my body now rejects it. So it doesn't matter if I... Because first it was just over easy eggs. That would fuck me up. You know, because I love over easy eggs, right? So then I was like, all right, maybe it's just that. Let me go scrambled. But with scrambled, there's no flavor, man. Because unless it's runny scramble, unless it's soft scramble.
Really?
Yeah. So when I go scrambled, it's like, there's no flavor. So what the fuck can I eat this for? You don't want to have scrambled. It messes me up. Yeah, so my body just rejects it. But then I went to McDonald's. And they don't use real eggs, huh?
No, bro.
Because when I have their egg McMuffin, nothing fucks me up. That doesn't fuck me up.
Yeah, it's a powder with water. You add water.
Dude, I was like, this is not a real egg because my body's accepting this. But it's common for certain people.
Do you drink coffee with your eggs?
Yeah, but it's not that.
Because maybe that.
No, trust me. I already narrowed down. It's the eggs. I'm just my body, and it's a common thing for certain people. You're just allergic to eggs. Doesn't matter how it's cooked, how it's done. Your body just rejects it now.
Yeah.
And it just happens. You know how some become lactose? Like, I became lactose before when I was young. I wasn't.
What do you still indulge in that you know you shouldn't indulge in besides eggs? That's like dairy product. Because I know you're probably the worst one.
But with the lactate pill, now it's not a problem. Because with the lactate pill that I take, if I eat some dairy, it doesn't affect me.
Is this lactate pill? Like, what's in it?
The lactate pill, what it does, because, okay, the reason why you can't digest lactose is because your stomach's not producing the enzymes, the natural enzymes your body produces to break down the lactate, right? To break down the lactose.
That's all that government cheese we had
growing
then, up.
So then when you take the lactate pill, it creates those enzymes at the moment so it can digest the food. But it's only temporary. It's only for a half hour. So you're supposed to take it when you eat it, and that's it. So it's not like those ones where they last for a month. That, they say, is bad for you.
Yeah.
These are just like if you take like a Tums, you know how Tums helps you like not get acid reflux? Dude, like fucking car, I'm like Inspector Gadget, man. I'm like an old man. You know what I carry in my car now?
Jesus Christ, bro.
Just to be safe, like I carry, so I can feel like cool.
You have
in the
napkins
world.
In the glove box or baby.
No.
You have
no.
Dude wipes in the glove box.
Right? That's probably what I have to do. I have tissues. No, okay, I carry Tums. So if I go, I'm out and eat somewhere, but I'm at a friend's house and then I get acid reflux, a penny. If I eat something, sometimes I get acid reflux, right? If you eat something really acidic, if I'm having like a strong marinara sauce or something, right? So I have Tums, I'm carrying those lactate pills now. So now I'm like, oh, I want to have ice cream. I'm out at a friend's house. Or I'm like, oh, I'm going to get some cheese. Just to be safe, I'll take it right before I eat, right? And then I now added Pepto-Bismol, just in case.
Pills. For stomach pain?
Just in case if I have to, like, say you eat something that hits you wrong and you got to take a shit or something like that. Oh, let me take some Pepto-Bismol if it hurts
you. Damn, bro.
I'm fucking.
Do your 70.
Inspector Gadget, bro.
Do your 72-hour fast, bro.
The cells, man. The cells. But
repair
yeah.
your shit.
But the lactate pills, man, they're a life changer, bro. Now I'm like, hey, I want to have ice cream.
It's on natural shit. Doesn't got chemicals and shit in it.
No, it produces the enzymes. I'll show you, man. Okay. I looked up all the information.
Doesn't got like fucking 18-letter syllables and shit and the ingredients.
Don't
and shit.
Most cells do?
I don't know.
But yeah, man, I'm trying to keep up with the world, baby.
I'm still trying to enjoy the
food, brother.
You're the old lady from Requiem for a Dream, just fucking popping these pills. Yeah, it's like, come on,
psycho, man.
Eat cheese.
Fucking, what was the lady's actor's name, man? Goddamn, Jennifer Connelly, so beautiful, huh? That was my first crush when I was a kid, man.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She has green eyes, right?
Or yeah, blue beautiful eyes. Green eyes, man.
But she always wears like black eyeliner, right?
Yeah, it stands out even more.
Stand out, yeah.
Gorgeous, man.
Who does she look like? Doesn't she have a twin that's an actress?
She's like an angel, bro.
Nah, there's someone that looks like her. Can't think of it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's similar.
There's another one that looks exactly like her. Like how fucking your girl looks like Homegirl from Star Wars. Ellie Portman looks like Scarlett Johansson. Not Scarlett Johansson, it's a girl from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Keira Knightley.
Yeah, her. She looks like her. They look exactly the fucking same.
Not exactly, but there's similarities. The other girl is not as pretty.
Natalie Portman don't got...
That guy said overbite.
The other girl has a prettier smile.
Natalie Portman's just gorgeous, bro. I know you like but on that note, baby, take us out, man.
don't forget, man, you ain't old enough and you ain't young enough to stop chasing your dreams. So take a moment and always reflect and chase that shit, baby, because... That's what helps us grow, man. So, brother from the same mother.
Wishing you the best, man. Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you, bro.
Everyone stay up.